Councilman Caleb Collier says that this proposal is meant to protect their Second Amendment rights.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city. Today on Church and State, pediatric psychologist says kids can identify as gender minotaurs. We'll also be covering a highly mutated COVID variant has been detected in the U.S. Are you ready for a lockdown? Plus, I got a feeling I'm going to go off today. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. And I'm your host, Caleb Collier, once again, your favorite far-right shock jock. Hey, before I lose my mind on the insanity of the world today, go on over to churchandstate.media, where you can see, maybe you can even find a show where I'm a little more calm. I don't know. It's possible. It could exist out there. It might be like Santa Claus and healthy-looking vegans, though. It could be mythical. But please go on over there and take advantage of all of our shows. Take advantage of all of our fine sponsors. We got so many great sponsors on our website. And look, you can sleep well. You can read well. You can have storable food. You can have vitamins and nutrients that are going to keep you safe during this next lockdown. You can have your family gather around the toaster and make some delicious s'mores and grilled cheese sandwiches. And then you can have a family fun night of making Legos, basically, of a photograph of your family, of your wedding picture, whatever you want to do, of your dog. It doesn't matter. I think I covered every single affiliate we have on there, didn't I? That's pretty good. Oh, I forgot about that. Epoch Times. Yes, if you want to get some good news, you can go over there. For some reason, maybe the picture's not large enough. I always bypass that one. But yes, they're also a fine affiliate of ours. Also, you can donate directly to us now. And I love that Chris was able to put this thing on here. So if you love the show and you want to continue to see it on the air, because it does cost money, please go ahead and donate to us. You can do it with cash or with Bitcoin as well. Lastly, if you want to contact us, churchandstate1776 at proton.me. Hey, if you've got a great story that you think I missed, send it on over. I can cover it. I'm constantly in the news. I'm a news junkie. I'm always looking for stories to bring to the audience's attention. But I miss stuff. So if you want to send me a show idea, go ahead. Church and State 1776 at proton.me. Let's get into today's episode because I'm ready to lose my mind. I really am. And I'm going to start with this one, this pediatric psychologist. Right there, you know we got problems. Right? Psychology as a whole, you have to understand the history of it and what they were doing to children in particular, as they were studying the psychology, the psyche of the mind, all right? But this individual says kids can identify as gender minotaurs. That's right. Where are we going to stop? Where are we going to stop and just get off this crazy train? Ozzy Osbourne reference for you right there. My engineer here is a metalhead. He liked that. All right. But seriously, when are we going to get off this train? Are we not going to have a point where collectively we say enough? Like, this makes zero sense. Okay, I was okay with you saying that there's transgender people that think that they're a boy when they're really a girl. Okay, I was all right with that. But mythical creatures, are we going to draw the line here? I would hope so. Listen to what this woman says. All right, her name is Diane Earnsaft. And she's got a whole lot of titles. In fact, her titles go deeper than her IQ, to be quite honest. But she's the director of mental health and chief psychologist at UCSF Children's Hospital Gender Development Center, where she specializes in pediatric gender affirmation care for transgender and gender expansive patients. Yeah, she mutilates children for a living. That's what she does. Okay. And she's also a professor at UCSF School of Medicine. Okay, so she's not only mutilating your kids, but she's also indoctrinating the youth, the kids in college, so that they don't dare to question this narrative, this agenda. She's also a self-identified feminist, supports gender revolution, and is encouraging children to identify as mermaids and other mythological creatures. My flesh is coming out. Let's just go ahead and, for the record, I don't like her. I don't like this woman at all. Okay? I should probably pray for her, but I really don't like this lady. Okay, but she believes that children can change their gender identity at any given time and that this identity can come and go with the seasons and chapters in their lives. She also said kids can identify as gender hybrids, modeled after non-human creatures, and that this is perfectly valid. She told a story of a seven-year-old that came into her office and told her he identifies as a gender Prius. We'll get there in a minute. I'm a boy in the front and a girl in the back. What? What? I do appreciate it, at least that this individual identifies as a gender Prius, going to prove that the Prius is in fact a mess of a car and no one should ever drive one. Okay? I'm talking to you, Brian. You don't even watch this show, but I'm talking to you. You'll get it. Anyway, a boy in the front and a girl in the back? What kind of confusion have you placed upon our children that they would believe that they can be a boy in the front and a girl in the back? My mind can't even wrap itself around this concept. And if that's not enough for you, goes on to say this. I started meeting a whole bunch of other gender hybrids. And so we have the gender Prius. We also have the gender Minotaur. And she said, referring to a creature from Greek mythology that's half man, half bull. And most of the kids who are gender Minotaurs love mermaids. So make sure you have a lot of mermaid books. If you really think about it, it works. What are you even talking about? How is somebody identifying as a half human, half bull, and we, especially our so-called scientists, are saying this is perfectly normal? Shouldn't we examine somebody who says that, especially a child who says that, and say, there's something deeply wrong here. Something is going on in this child's mind that we need to explore. Is there a history of abuse? What is going on with this kid that they would identify as a mythological creature? How can somebody identify as a mermaid, a half fish and a half human being? I get little girls that watch The Little Mermaid and absolutely love it. And they buy the dolls and they think it'd be fun and they want to sing the songs. But no child should say, I'm a mermaid, and the parents and society and science accepts it and encourages it. Because we see what results from that. When we encourage mass psychosis, especially in our youth, and we now accept and appreciate individuals who are mutilating their bodies. That these are the new heroes. This is the gender revolution. We start accepting this insanity, because this goes beyond with the transgender movement. What's next? How are they going to mutilate their bodies? Does science have the capability of creating human hybrid beings? And is a parent going to sign their kid up for that? That's sweet, little Susie, that you think you're a mermaid. Let's take you over to this facility where they're going to inject you and experiment on you. It's going to be very similar to what the Nazis did. But maybe we'll be able to create you into a mermaid. Is that what we're going to deem acceptable in society? We'd experiment on our most innocent? It's sick. Society, you've got an option here. And your options are we going to return to normalcy? Are we just going to ride this pony to the most extreme elements that we can't even imagine yet? Is this the canary in the coal mine for a wide acceptance of bestiality? Is that what we're examining? Is that what we're seeing here right now? Is that if this child identifies as a half human, half animal, that it's perfectly acceptable for them to have a relationship with the family dog? Is that what you're doing? Because if that's your mindset, you need to get slapped. And probably something more extreme that I can't say on the radio. Honestly, I'm sickened. I'm disturbed by the direction of the left, and that the vast majority of society can't question it, can't push back against it. Because we got to love one another. We got to accept one another. Tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society, and we're there right now. We are on the edge of a cliff, and it's up to you to address this cultural shift and to save the country and to save the children. Isn't that reason enough for you to get involved? And if that doesn't bug you enough, or if I'm not angry enough already, let's go ahead and talk about COVID. You remember COVID, right? It wasn't that long ago. Your collective memories aren't that abysmal that you just have shaken this off and moved forward and bought the lie of the left that, you know, we all made mistakes. It's time for us to heal. Not for me. I remember the things you said. I remember how you viewed me and people like me as a pariah. That you wanted to engage in policies that would make it to where I was unable to work, unable to travel, unable to provide for my family. I remember that. And because I remember that, I am not going to allow you to do this again. You see, we've got a new COVID variant. The variant's name is ID10 Tango. That's a joke. Pat got it. ID10 Tango. Spells idiot. The actual name of the variant is BA.2.86. It's been detected in the U.S. and the CDC and the WHO are monitoring it. Boy, if you can't trust the CDC and the WHO, who can you trust? They found this in a number of nations. It's been in Canada. It's been in Greece. Currently, it's in the UK. And they're deeply concerned about this variant because it's highly mutated. They believe from the original Omicron, but it's mutated in ways to where now it's going to jump all over society. People are going to get infected. And hospitals are already seeing a massive rise in COVID just from July. People being hospitalized for COVID once again. Excuse me, but wasn't the vaccine supposed to keep us all safe? Wasn't the vaccine and all of the boosters that you pushed upon society, wasn't that supposed to keep us safe? Wasn't that supposed to make it to where this virus that shut down the world was no longer a problem? How many times did you see all of the talking heads, whether it was in the media or in politics, saying, if you get vaccinated, you won't get sick? And then you got sick. And then they changed the narrative. And now we have super cancers. And we have athletes and actresses and news people falling over. Massive heart attacks. Massive cancers. Why? Because every single one of them got an experimental mRNA drug pumped into them. And you can say that the medical community, the scientists, the politicians, the people in power, they didn't know. They were trying to use the tools that were provided for them in order to address a public health crisis. But that's simply not the truth. The truth is, the higher ups, the ones that actually control things, they knew exactly what this was. And they knew exactly what it would do to humanity. Can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. That's their mentality in all of this. And they believe, because they're influenced by the devil himself, that this world is too populated, that they can't control all of us, that the free market is the enemy, that climate change is going to destroy us all. And so because of that, we've got to cull the herd. And you people that act like sheep, you are their number one target. You see, think about how they rolled this out. At first, it was voluntary. And they identified the individuals that will just accept whatever the government tells them. And then they moved on to the second part. And then they tried to entice you. If you simply get this vaccine, you get a free donut from Krispy Kreme. Well, shoot, let me roll up my sleeve. Sign me up. And then they gave a little bit more. You can get $100. $100 if you get this vaccine. Man, $100. All right. I could use $100. What's $100? And, you know, I could potentially develop a super cancer or get a heart attack. And that was phase two of the rollout. And then they hit with phase three. And that's where they made things uncomfortable. Okay? You can't travel. And there were a number of individuals who said, well, gosh, I wasn't going to get this thing. I don't really believe in it. But I got that great trip planned to Cancun. So I'm going to get the vaccine. And then they took it a step further. And they made it to where you couldn't work. You couldn't travel. And people rolled up their sleeves and they took this vaccine. But there were a happy few. People like me. People like many of you. Who said, never. I'm never going to be an experiment for you. I'm going to study on my own. And I'm going to come to the conclusion that this virus is not something that I need to be afraid of. That over 99% of people who get it recover from it. That there are certain medications or natural ways to deal with this. You remember ivermectin, don't you? Oh yeah, right? You were a crazy conspiracy theorist if you thought ivermectin could potentially cure this. You were called all sorts of names. And the media came out over and over and over again with stories all telling you that ivermectin was literally poison. And did you miss the news article? Didn't come out that long ago. Where all of a sudden all these great health agencies have determined that, you know what, ivermectin is okay, and it can be effective. Don't forget that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to question what the narrative is on this. So for those happy few, people like you, people like me, they're going to roll out this thing, and they're going to try another shutdown. Why? Because it was the best way that they had possibly imagined to bring about global tyranny, to consolidate power. It was the best way to steal an election. My gosh, I'm going to get banned again. Talking about the vaccine and election integrity, and here I go. But I can't stay silent. So here we go. We've got a stooge that clearly has dementia over there in Hawaii, talking about his house almost burning down so he knows what it feels like, and then promptly falling asleep at a meeting. Got this stooge that's running for president to retain his seat. Let's lock down the economy. Let's lock down society again. That way we can steal the election once again. Away from Donald Trump or whoever it is. Doesn't matter. You not see how this is all coming into play? I want you to listen to a video, and I want you to listen very, very closely. Now, it's coming from Alex Jones, and I know there are people who listen to me that don't like Alex Jones. I don't care. Alex Jones has been right about a lot of things. Alex Jones has been sounding the alarm about these kind of issues for years. And in fact, part of my wake-up call was listening to InfoWars. Listen to what he says from a whistleblower that came forward. Go ahead and roll that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got a call yesterday. An individual was in town, and they wanted to meet with me that I know well, and they are a high-level manager in the TSA. And I went and met with them and had a cup of coffee with them. And they said, you got to warn people. Tuesday, we got called in, the managers, and told that by the middle of September, that the new policy is being written, that this is done. They were told this is happening. This is not hypothetical. You will all have to wear masks again, and so will airport employees. Then by the middle of October, they are going to say that everyone flying has to wear a mask. And in the meetings, people began to ask them, well, I mean, why is this happening? They said, well, because of the new variant in Canada and because of the WHO, they may, you know, declare this. But regardless, we've been told this is going to happen.
Go ahead and pause it right there. So there you go. You have your warning now. You have it from a whistleblower that went to InfoWars because they knew InfoWars has a large platform and that they would get this information out to the people. Because you're not going to get this from anywhere other than alternative media. Suddenly it'll be upon you. You'll start seeing the stories like what I just said about this new variant. And suddenly you'll go on a trip, business, pleasure, whatever it may be. And you'll notice that all of the employees at TSA and the airlines are all masked up. And you'll start to wonder. And then a month will go by. And suddenly, once again, you'll be forced to put a diaper over your face if you want to engage in travel. And from there, the ball just keeps rolling. Once again, you'll see the government, in all of its benevolence, trying to protect you and your loved ones by initiating a full lockdown. My question to you, the audience, will you comply? I already proved myself to you during the previous lockdowns. I led rally after rally, protest after protest against these things. I put up billboards in Spokane claiming freedom is the cure against what was going on with the COVID lockdowns. I put myself out there and I led thousands of you in Spokane County against this thing. But I'm telling you right now, we need to hit this thing before it ever becomes an issue. Ladies and gentlemen, business owners, small business owners in particular, are you really going to allow this to occur again? You barely survived, those of you that did, because there were countless small businesses that had to shut their doors permanently. Are you really going to do this again? Do you think the government is going to be able to provide stimulus checks to you in order to keep your businesses open? And is that even the job of the government? Look at our current economy. Look at Biden economics. Do you think our country can survive that again? Do you not see that all they'll do is print dollar after dollar, and that inflation, which is currently hurting you quite a bit, will just continue to rise if you allow them to step in and shut down the economy? Ladies and gentlemen, as soon as this thing hits, I promise you this, I will be in the streets. Will you? Because I'm going to need you. America's going to need you. We can put enough pressure on the local politicians to ensure that this lockdown doesn't affect us. We can have safe havens throughout this country, areas that business still thrives, where people still smile at each other, where people aren't afraid, where we don't have to worry about a mandate, losing our jobs, losing our security. It may be painful, but is freedom not worth it? You may be an individual who bought into the lie the first time. You may be triple vaxxed and boosted. But can you not see that this is something that we just collectively can't allow? Is it not time to get angry? Is it not time for the church to say, you will never shut us down again? Is it not enough for the businesses to say, we will not close our doors? And that there are enough citizens in the United States to lovingly stand in the gap. And when the bureaucrats come to shut down the church, to shut down the businesses, that 100, that 1,000 people show up and ring that building and say, you have to get past me first. You can't arrest all of us. We are fed up. We are done. And we are taking back our liberties as Americans. You will not be successful in this second round of medical tyranny. I'm sounding the alarm bell because I firmly believe that this is our future. This is what the global elites are going to implement next. The climate change, the medical emergencies, these are the goals that they have to implement their global plans. That's their future. What's yours? Will you be the type of individual that can proudly tell your children many years from now that I stood up against it? I fought for your freedom. And the reason why we have the things that we have, the reason why I can take you to a park to play this afternoon, is because I stood in the gap. I fought with everything that I had, and we turned back the enemy. We were successful, and we established God's laws, and we established liberty back in America. Church and State is sponsored in part by Patriot Church and the Constitution Party, empowering you to put faith into action. Where that church and state is out.
Welcome to the fire.